même aller. Ah non.
M'habiter juste
Long Island. La caille.
Nos quartiers blancs. Dans le quartier, ça, c'est nous-mêmes deux seuls nègres qui sont dans le quartier. Pas de débrouille du tout, tant qu'on est dans le quartier noir. Où est le samedi soir? C'est dans Blanchis Disco, malé, moi-même. Où est dans Blanchis Disco? C'est $75 par tête pour payer pour entrer. Et puis, c'est nous deux seuls nègres toujours marqués en dedans. Nous deux seuls là. Ou pas remarquer qu'on y a gros la misère noire. Bon, n'a pas rencontré demain, comme des tout, ouais demain. Alors juste, moi c'est un coup blanc, mes amis. L'homme c'est le blanc. Ma bon le noir, ma blanc, le blanc. Mon cher, oh. Mon belle petite photo, mon Dieu, hier soir. Et puis la fini mal en photo. Mon satan noir, que long. Mon cher, j'aime notre petit petit. Mon raïti petit, la fête, la fosse, les laines. Il noir, t'as coup bonbon, si vous.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Here's what we're doing for the next 2 hours. We're talking about this great book. You know, I'm a little late with some of these cultural things. Let me just say this starting right off the top. What is it, last week? Was it last week? 2 weeks ago, I had a show devoted to Becoming Led Zeppelin, a movie that came out like 6 months ago. Now I'm having a show devoted to Crying in H Mart, a book written by Michelle Zahner of Japanese Breakfast, and this book came out in 2022, so only 3 years late there. So, as frequent listeners of the show will know, I am a big fan of hers, of Japanese Breakfast in particular, and I went and saw them, what was that, like over the, I think it was in the spring. Yes, it was in the spring. And we had a show devoted to them, but this is going to be different because it's all about this book, Crying in H Mart, written by Michelle Zahner. It's about the loss of her mother and finding her true identity and her true self through remembering life with her mother. Either it's through the food and through culture and through visits to her mother's native Korea, and figuring out who she is as a half-American, half-Korean young woman. Or really, it's all about like her whole childhood, really, and how to deal with the loss of her mother. And it's a quite touching book and very emotional at times as well. But while there's a lot of references to Korean culture, there's also a lot of references to music. And so that's what's going on here tonight, is I'll be focusing on the album that came out of, that she talks about a little bit in this book, which is a lot of songs that were written about her mother, or that were inspired by the loss of her mother. And so there's quite a few songs to go through, and also a lot of other songs that Michelle Zahner references in the book as something that influenced her and her musical career. So why don't we do this? Let's start off with something from Psychopomp. Let's go with Everybody Wants to Love You, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you. Today I will wear my white button down. I'm tired of wanting more. I think I'm finally born. For you have a way of promising things, and I've been a forest fire.
Easy to say goodbye. And to the faces so rarely do we see another one, so close and so long. I asked the room if I'd said enough. No one really answered. They just said, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. Well, all this leaving is never ending. I kept hoping for one more question, or for someone to say, who do you think you are? So I could tell them intensity, a drop evaporates by law. In conclusion, leaving is easy when you've got someplace you need to be. I'm giving up this gig for another season. TV on mute. I'm listening back to the tapes on the hotel bed. My, my, my apocalypse. My, my, my apocalypse. I realized I had said very little about waves or wheels or riding for the feeling Riding for the feeling is the fastest way to reach the shore. On water or land. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Stood there at the end and said again and again and again and again and again in answer to every question. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling. Riding for the riding, for the riding, and for the ride. Riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling, riding for. That have been a suitable goodbye. Are not made like me.
Vaseline's 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, that's a song that's been covered by a number of bands. I think Galaxy 500 did one, or was it Luna? It was a Dean Wareham project. Before that, Bill Callahan, Writing for the Feeling from Apocalypse. Mitski with A Burning Hill from Puberty 2, and Japanese Breakfast starting things off with Everybody Wants to Love You from Psychopop. And that's what we're doing here tonight. It's the show devoted to Michelle Zauner's memoir, Crying in H-Mart. Very well written. The descriptions are amazing. I just loved reading about all the specific food that I had no idea what the food was or what it tasted like. I mean, there were great descriptions, but I had real no reference for what the food was, the food that she was describing actually tasted like. So that was challenging for me. It makes me want to go out and try some Korean food, at the very least, something more than kimchi and the Korean barbecue place that used to be in Inman Square. So anyway, very good book. I enjoyed reading it. And she lived in Eugene, Oregon. Michelle did as a kid, raised by her mom and dad, no siblings. And she was a problem teenager. And I think it took a while for her to come around to becoming, you know, friends with her mom and kind of reestablishing a close relationship with her. And it was the coming to terms with all of that and maybe a little guilt mixed in that kind of made for an interesting story as well. The Vaseline's also from up there in the Northwest. I'm not sure about Bill Callahan, but I can see how his sensibility would lend itself to being an artist that Michelle Zauner enjoyed. And of course, Mitski. Japanese Breakfast first tour was opening for Mitski in support of the Psychopomp record. All right, up next, it's In Heaven, the lead track from Psychopomp, Japanese Breakfast, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Faces right. say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Japanese Breakfast. Love that track, Heft, from Psychopom. Oh, the music is just so dreamy and shoe-stary, shoegazy, and I don't know, it's so unique. I think maybe, so this is our show devoted to Michelle Zauner's memoir, Crying in H Mart, about the passing of her mother and dealing with her mother's died of cancer. And so it's sort of managing that process, being the primary caretaker, and the journey that it takes you on when something like that happens. And the record that came out of that is Psychopomp, and we're playing from that tonight, as well as a lot of other songs that were referenced in the book. Leonard Cohen, very literary. If you're going to be like an artist or a musician who writes songs and books, it seems like automatically you should be reverential to Leonard Cohen. And Michelle Zauner is no different. We heard Tower of Song from I'm Your Man. Rock and Roll Soldiers, a Eugene, Oregon-based group, Funny Little Feeling off the So Many Musicians to Kill compilation. Nirvana's Molly's Lips from Incesticide, and Japanese Breakfast in Heaven from Psychopomp. Started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here tonight. And there's some of these artists I'd never heard of. Like there's one here that we're about to play. It's this artist named Isaac Brock, and he did this collaboration with Jackknife Lee, Budgie, and Lowell Tolhurst. You can't write the word or the name Lowell without thinking LOL, which is kind of funny, but whatever. So Isaac Brock from the Northwest did a collab with Jackknife Lee, Budgie, and Lowell Tolhurst. It's hard to say Lowell. Anyway. Name of the song is We Got to Move. We're going to hear it right now. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thank you. All right, that's what happens when you make a mistake. I know, what the hell, right? How did that happen? You know, the song was basically over anyway. All right, I apologize for that. Maybe there was too much Lowell Tolhurst for that. This is White Stripes, We're Going to Be Friends, off of White Blood Cells, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. And look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Let us learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime we will throw the ball, back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
You can ask the king. day. And in the dirt of the day. And the danger, danger drawing near them was a white coat. And the danger, danger drawing near them was a broad boat. And the water, water running clear beneath the white throat. And the hollow chatter of the talking of the tadpoles who know the outside. Should we go outside? Should we break some bread? Are you interested?
Points of Light, WMFO, and that's that was an experimental music track or experimental instrumental track, Moon on the Bath from Psychopomp, Japanese Breakfast. Before that, Joanna Newsom, Sprout and the Bean from The Milk-Eyed Mender. The White Stripes were going to be Friends from White Blood Cells, and Jack Knifley, Budgie, and Lil Tolhurst with We Gotta Move featuring Isaac Brock. So, you know, I'm playing stuff off my phone. Download it to the phone, of course. Nothing's streaming or anything. It's all completely above board. And, I don't really do that a lot, I have to say. I'm old school. I bring in vinyl. I do CDs. No cassettes, of course. I have an old iPod from, like, 2006. So this is the kind of thing that I'm used to doing, not, like, putting songs together on a playlist through my phone. That's why I messed up that one. So this is the show where we're devoting 2 hours to Michelle, the music from Michelle Zahner's Crying in H Mart. This is what I got out of the book, is just so many takeaways really from dealing with family and loss and how everyone grieves differently, and the healing power of really of like not just writing but also writing music. Also in the book is, I also want to mention that, you know, she was dating somebody at the time when her mother became seriously ill with cancer, and they decided to get married so that she could see them get married before she passed. So I can't imagine how emotional that was. It's just kind of, it's like, it makes you laugh because it's so crazy. It's just a ridiculously emotional. But the book is terrific. Vivid descriptions. And I would recommend it wholeheartedly, and including this music, which is what was frequently referenced in the book, and including this. So Michelle Zauner is half Korean, half American. Another artist who is half Asian is Karen O from the AIS. So let's hear Heads Will Roll from It Splits. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.